My friends, you might remember a guy named Ian Golash. He's a Seattle public school teacher, and he loves terrorists. He hung up pictures of terrorists in his classroom walls, and he said the October 7th attacks never happened. And on top of that, once we did some digging, we found out that Mr. Golash, who Seattle Public Schools refuses to do anything about, was also one of the rioters in 2020. This is a guy who took his students to protests in 2020. Couldn't go to class, but could go to George Floyd protests. This is also a guy who was one of the people marching on freeways, shutting them down in 2020, and just got a six-figure settlement from the city of Seattle for being a rioter. Well, somebody has decided to come to town and do something about that. That's our friends from Accuracy and Media. They're actually at the school today, Chief Seelf School, calling him out for his anti-Semitic actions. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, Adam Gallette, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So what is it like when you call out a teacher? You do this across the country. Tell us what's standard, what's par for the course.
Well, you know, we generally don't think that somebody who's merely pro-Palestine or anti-genocide, I don't think that's somebody who's a really worthwhile target. But someone like Ian Golash, who defended the terrorist actions against innocent civilians at a music festival, who described it as merely resistance to oppression, somebody who justifies the torture and mutilation of women, somebody that wretched, yeah, they deserve the kind of attention that we bring. And we first sent our billboard to his school, and I went out and interviewed students. We're currently at the school board building, and in a little bit, we'll be going to his home with our mobile billboard so that his neighbors can know that they live near an anti-Semite.
Has there been any reaction from the school?
Well, from the school, I was shocked. Mr. Golash decided for an impromptu field trip, and he brought his class out to meet with us, and he briefly chatted with me. A couple of the students were pretty candid and talked about how much they detest having him as a teacher, how outraged they and their parents were over his anti-Semitic remarks, and how outraged they were that the school district did nothing. And I really applaud the bravery of those kids to say that in front of their teacher. I also had the chance to ask Ian Golash some questions. For example, if he's so concerned about genocide against Muslims, well, I saw his social media. How come he's never spoken up about the Uyghur Muslims that have been slaughtered and have had horrible things happen to them by the communist Chinese? I guess, as a self-proclaimed communist himself, it's okay to oppress Muslim and Arab communities as long as the commies do it. It's disgusting.
So he comes out with his class. Did he overhear the students in his class calling him out to you?
I don't know if he did or not. And, you know, one of the students asked if we could blur his face when we released the video, which we certainly will do. And again, I think those students were incredibly brave. And Golash really just had no answers at all for his actions. And in fact, he kind of doubled down. So I asked him, for example, you know, women being killed at a music festival. That's okay. That's resistance to oppression. And he said, yes, which is sickening. So then I asked him, if you view America as an oppressor state, which he said he did, would you then be okay with terrorists coming to Bonnaroo or Lollapalooza and killing civilians there too? And he didn't really have a good answer for that one. Shocker.
Wow. Just wow. So this guy's out there. I assume you're going to be putting out a video about this. Can we expect it today or tomorrow?
It'll probably be either late this week or early next week. We'll have it on aim.org and all of our social media channels. Also, you can visit iangolash.com, iangolash.com, where you could send one message that goes to the entire school board and the mayor to let them know what you think about the district paying with your tax dollars a disgusting, wretched, hateful anti-Semite.
Oh, my God, you guys are amazing. You even have a website for this dude. Okay, so you're at the school. You hear from him. You hear from a few students. Any administrators get back to you in any way, shape, or form?
Not at all. In fact, we're currently outside the school board building, and their only comment to us was that we need to get off school board building property. So we're at the sidewalk right in front of it, asking people what they think about an anti-Semite being paid with their tax dollars. And we actually spoke with one district employee who was none too happy about it. And again, brave enough to give his opinion, knowing that, you know, potentially he could get ramifications from his job.
So are you at the building on 4th Avenue in the industrial district down in SoDo? Is that the building you're at right now or a different building?
That's correct. That's where we are.
Okay. So the big building, which has millions of dollars as its budget, but not a single student is being taught. Which building do you think is nicer, the school you were at or that building that you're at right now?
Well, we didn't go inside, the school, the actual school building, but the school board building is quite nice. You know, I said to my cameraman when we walked up, it's amazing when you see cities and the nicest buildings are government buildings. It reminds me of, you know, medieval times when the serfs lived in tiny little homes on the land while the kings lived in castles and palaces. And that's kind of how I feel with this fancy schmancy school board building they have here.
Oh my God, I love having you on the show. I'm loving every minute of this story. I'm having way too much fun with it. We're talking with Accuracy and Media's Adam Gallette about teacher Ian Golash from Seattle Public Schools, who has decided to support terrorists. Oh, and he was one of the BLM rioters, and he got paid from the city for being a BLM rioter. So while you're in town, I mean, I got a list of like six or seven other teachers. You want to go to their houses too? I can give you all their information.
Well, we're always looking to make more friends, so that sounds like a great idea. If they're half as good as the target as Golash, half as good at deserving our sort of attention. You know, Golash posted repeatedly on social media that all cops are bastards, and I asked him if he only feels that way because he's been arrested so many times. No good answer for that one either.
Gotcha. Make sure you mention that you're a media outlet, because he's going to try and accuse you guys of doxing or something, but it doesn't apply to media outlets, my friend.
Well, honestly, we will blur his home out. We don't want to actually share where he lives, but we do want his neighbors to know that they live next to an anti-Semite. And we do like making examples of these horrible, wretched, hateful individuals across the country. We've done this in New York, in Pennsylvania, now in Seattle. We want people to know that even if the school district won't hold you accountable for being awful, we will.
My friends, head on over to iangolash.com and you can message the Seattle School Board and tell them how revolted you are by the fact that they are employing an anti-Semite BLM rioter who is now sitting on six figures of your taxpayer money because he rioted in 2020. I tell you, I'm in the wrong line of work. Adam Gallette, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Only good news to wrap up the show. Your good news giveaway, your good news headlines, your chance to win a $50 gift card, plus so much more. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.